Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 21, 2021. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Malaysia-based e-wallet Touch & Go in talks to raise US$150 MLN. Tencent expands its e-commerce offering with a new WeChat feature. Paystone closes US$69 MLN in financing round. Eurocard to roll out Cardlay's automated VAT reclaim solution. PayEye selects AdvaPay to deliver the core banking platform. Card payments growth in Australia declines in 2020 due to COVID-19, reveals global data. Google Cloud launches product discovery solutions for retail. FIS partners with Jack Henry to use EMV contactless cards. Now let's get started. Malaysia-based e-wallet Touch & Go in talks to raise US$150 MLN. A Malaysian e-wallet operator owned by CIMB Group and China's Ant Group, Touch & Go, has negotiated with investors to raise at least US$150 million to fund expansion plans. According to Reuters, the coronavirus pandemic has accelerated demand for digital payment services around the world, but Malaysia's market is particularly competitive with nearly 50 players. The venture, called TNG Digital, says its Touch & Go e-wallet is the country's biggest with more than 15 million registered users. Therefore, TNG Digital is negotiating with global banks, asset managers and others, Reuters reported. Moreover, sources said the fundraising is expected to give TNG Digital a valuation of more than US$700 million and it could end up raising about US$250 million in total in 2021. However, CIMB and its unit Touch & Go, which owns 51% of TNG Digital, declined to comment, while Ant Group, which holds 49%, said it would defer to its partners when asked for comment. Tencent expands its e-commerce offering with a new WeChat feature. Tencent has launched WeChat Mini Shop, an app function that the company has been testing since 2020, and allows entrepreneurs and companies to easily set up an online store. According to Nikkei Asia, with the launch, Tencent plans to expand its online shopping business, tapping into the 1.2 billion users of its popular WeChat app. In addition to selling their own products, online shop owners are able to feature goods offered on partner e-commerce sites such as JD.com. This enables the owners to flesh out their lineups and collect commissions on sales of third-party products. They would pay Tencent a small payment processing fee. Besides, sellers can add video clips to showcase products as well. Overall, the online mini shop function aims to leverage the connection among friends and acquaintances forged through WeChat. By bringing together these services on the increasingly indispensable app, Tencent looks to generate earnings from payment processing and online advertising, Nikkei Asia stated. Paystone closes US$69 MLN in financing round. Canada-based payments company Paystone has announced the closing of US$69 million in strategic financing from Canadian Business Growth Fund and National Bank of Canada. The funding round consisted of a combination of equity and debt financing, the latter being provided by National Bank of Canada. The funds will be used to fuel growth in customer engagement services and electronic payment processing solutions. Paystone is a payment and software company that offers a suite of integrated automated payment processing, customer loyalty, and gift card solutions that is used by brands such as Irving Oil, The Source, Booster Juice, Global Pet Foods, Kernels Popcorn, and many of the MTY Food Group's restaurant brands. Eurocard to roll out Cardlay's automated VAT reclaim solution. Sweden-based card company Eurocard has announced that they will roll out VATX, the automated VAT reclaiming solution provided by the Denmark-based fintech Cardlay, to SMEs across the Nordic region. VATX has been developed by Cardlay in partnership with PwC's VAT department. Initially, the solution was launched exclusively in Denmark at the end of 2019. At that point, Cardlay and Seb Court, which operates Eurocard, engaged in a Nordic cooperation to develop a white-label solution for expense management, of which VATX is also a part. Rolling out the automated VAT reclaim solution to the entire Nordics region is the next step in the partnership, which is particularly targeted at SMEs that either miss out on or give lower priority to claiming EU VAT refunds due to lack of knowledge and resources. According to the company, Cardlay's VAT reclaim solution is AI-based and aims to help SMEs reclaim foreign VAT automatically. VAT is traditionally a cost accumulated by small Danish enterprises from business trips around the European countries, as the EU VAT reclaim process is too time-consuming and complicated. PayEye selects AdvoPay to deliver the core banking platform. Poland-based fintech PayEye has selected AdvoPay to deliver a core banking platform. PayEye's solution is an ecosystem consisting of proprietary POS payment devices, an electronic wallet for users, and algorithms that convert the iris into a biometric pattern. In the near future, the solution will also support ATMs and e-commerce. PayEye has implemented AdvoPay's digital core banking platform Macrobank in order to create electronic wallets, payment accounts, and IBANs, as well as to integrate a KYC AML solution, payments, and a branded online banking app. To use the system, merchants first need to enroll in PayEye. Then, PayEye customers have to set up their accounts for iPayments using AdvoPay's Macrobank platform. All the information is stored in the PayEye database in an encrypted form. However, PayEye does not store the actual scan of the eye's iris, but only a code that is used for payment. To start shopping, customers only have to top up their account. When making a purchase in a registered store, customers look at the screen of a payment device equipped with a special camera. The device compares the iris biometrics with the unique PayEye code given to the user and authorizes the payment. Card payments growth in Australia declines in 2020 due to COVID-19, reveals Global Data. Global Data's payment cards analytics has revealed that the value of card payments in Australia is estimated to register a subdued growth of 1.9% in 2020 against the previous estimate of 5.3%. According to the press release, the Australian payment card market, which has been on the rise for past few years, registered slowdown in 2020 due to COVID-19 with reduced consumer and commercial spending. However, with gradual recovery in economic activities and growing preference for contactless payments, card payments are expected to rise. Therefore, the growth is expected to improve over the forecast period, increasing at a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 5.7% between 2020 and 2024 to reach US$613.6 billion in 2024, Global Data reveals. Australia is one of the most developed contactless card markets, with the majority of the consumers using contactless cards. Due to the current pandemic, the use of contactless cards is on the rise, as even smaller merchants are now insisting on non-cash and contactless payments. To encourage the shift away from cash, the limit for contactless card payment was temporarily increased from US$70.30 US$140.59 effective April 2020. Payment companies are also coming out with innovative contactless POS solutions. For instance, in October 2020, Australia-based payment services provider Quest launched the AirPay Tap app, which allows merchants to accept contactless card payments on Android devices without the need of additional card readers. Google Cloud launches product discovery solutions for retail. Google Cloud has announced the launch of Product Discovery Solutions for Retail, a suite of solutions built to help retailers enhance their e-commerce capabilities. With Google Cloud's Product Discovery Solutions for Retail, retailers can implement seamless search and recommendation capabilities that enhance consumer engagement and improve conversions across retailers' own digital properties. In collaboration with established retailers and leveraging Google's semantic understanding of online search and user intent, Google Cloud's Product Discovery Solutions for Retail bring together AI algorithms with the infrastructure of Google Cloud. Google Cloud's Product Discovery Solutions for Retail include Recommendations AI, part of the solutions package launched by Google, enables retailers to deliver highly personalized product recommendations at scale and across all channels. The solution is able to piece together the history of a customer's shopping journey and serve them with customized product recommendations. Recommendations AI uses Google Cloud's latest machine learning architectures, so retailers can dynamically adapt to real-time user behavior and changes, accounting for variables like assortment and pricing, to ensure an unfractured shopping experience. FIS partners with Jack Henry to use EMV contactless cards. Jack Henry has announced that an increasing number of financial institutions are using its EMV contactless cards, according to the official press release. The modern card alternative is available with the full-service debit and credit transaction processing platform from Jack Card Processing Solutions (CPS) that provides card services to banks and credit unions. While U.S. adoption of contactless payments has had a slow trajectory in comparison to most international markets, the COVID-19 pandemic renewed consumers' interests in tap-to-pay and no-touch ways to pay. Jack Henry's dual-interface chip cards enable contactless transactions that leverage EMV technology, allowing a cardholder to tap the terminal for contactless purchases or insertion into the terminal for contact purchases. Lending more credibility to the need for contactless cards, at Carney, an American management consulting firm, forecasts that an estimated 56% of all cards in use will be contactless by the end of 2022. According to Visa, most quick-service restaurants, drugstores, food, and grocery stores can accept contactless transactions. Additionally, many leading card providers including Capital One and Citi have added contactless technology to their credit card programs. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.